This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 16. Let's rebuild. From Nehemiah 2. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. As the king's cupbearer, Nehemiah had a relationship with Artaxerxes that was built on trust. Nehemiah sensed that the Lord had called him to help his people, so he asked the king for permission to rebuild the ruins of Jerusalem. Then, with help from the king and building resources provided, he set out to do his God-honoring work. Now, when we have determined, through discernment and prayer, to do the will of God, we can expect opposition. That soon happened to Nehemiah. Sanballat and Tobiah wanted to stop the rebuilding project. They were very much disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites. Notice that God doesn't wave a magic wand to relieve the struggle. He just keeps working through kings, people, and circumstances. And Nehemiah trusts God to bring success. Despite the opposition, he knows the Lord is with him. The Lord Jesus has called you and I to rebuild the broken places of our world. We can expect that our work will face trials and setbacks from people opposed to God's plans. But be assured that the Holy Spirit is working on our behalf. He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God is working through us. Let us rebuild the broken walls of society and bring glory to Jesus' name.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.